So you're a creative person and you want to make a living doing what you love, right? Of course, everybody does. So how do you do that? Well, there's no right or wrong answer to that, of course. There are so many ways to skin a cat. By the way, don't skin cats. But I'm going to tell you today about sort of how I've gone about doing that, at least in a nutshell, and my plans for the future of this podcast. So keep listening. Hello there, guys, and welcome to the One Bad Day podcast. My name is Eyvindur, or Eyvi. I'm an Icelandic singer-songwriter. I publish music under the artist name One Bad Day, and you can find a couple of those songs on my website, onebadday.rocks. You can get a sample there for free. Now, as I said, I'm a singer-songwriter, but I also do a lot of other creative stuff, and that's kind of what I want to talk about today. I have an announcement for the future of this podcast. You know, I've been doing this for a couple of months now, and I really, really love doing this. And I've been talking about songwriting on this podcast. And I came to realize, and I've had conversations with listeners as well about this, that a lot of the stuff I'm talking about, in fact, the stuff that I've been getting the most feedback from you guys about, has been the stuff that is more general and that applies to all kinds of artists and creative people. You know, the sort of maybe not the nuts and bolts songwriting stuff, but the more general stuff like, you know, confidence for artists and all that kind of stuff. And so I'm going to shift the focus a little bit here and focus on, you know, being creative professionals or creative entrepreneurs, if you will, because I have a feeling that that's the kind of stuff, and you know, and that according to the feedback I've been getting, that's the kind of stuff that's resonating with you guys who are listening. So yeah, so I'm, you know, this is still going to be for songwriters, certainly. It's just gonna, I'm gonna expand it a little bit, because again, that's the stuff that you seem to be getting the most out of. So, yeah, so this is going to be focused on, you know, being creative entrepreneurs or creative professionals. And that's what I've been doing pretty much for the last 15 years or so. And I want to tell you in this episode, I want to talk about that a little bit. I want to tell you my story, tell you a little bit about my journey and where I want to go. Because what I want this podcast to do is to chronicle my journey from here on out. And, you know, I want to use this to get experts on the show that I want to learn from, because I'm sort of in the middle of my journey. I feel, I certainly have big plans. You know, I'm very happy with how far I've come and, you know, where I am, but mostly I'm really excited about where I am going. And I'm hoping that this podcast can be a real asset to you guys listening in terms of, you know, following along with what I plan to do. And so just, you know, because there are no right and wrong answers, of course, about how to be a creative professional. And, you know, again, I've been doing that for a while, but there are certain things that I wish I had done sooner. There are certain things that I've done that have worked very well. And so I just want to tell you a little bit about my journey and then just a couple of little tips for your journey that I hope will come in handy. So, as I said, I'm an Icelandic artist. You know, I am a musician, but I've also done a lot of writing. You know, I've published a novel and some other writing stuff. I used to do radio plays, and I've done other TV work, not other TV work. I've done TV work, and let's see, I've done I've done translation work, a lot of that. And so just all kinds of creative stuff. And when I say translation work, I mean like translating books and TV shows and plays and things like that. So sort of creative translations. And that's actually been sort of my main source of income over the last 14 or 15 years or so. And so just to tell you briefly where I sort of come from, I studied literature. And I got my start in comedy, and you know, a long time ago, I was a stand-up comic, and that was for a bit my main source of income, which was tough to do in Iceland in those days. This would have been 2004, 2005, something like that. In that, there wasn't a big market for stand-up comics here at that point. You know, I was able to do mostly corporate gigs, and I got, you know, I was able to pay my rent at least. And then I got into, I did a little bit of copywriting for an ad agency and then for a TV station. And then I ended up in translations. Mostly I translated, cartoons for a bit for voiceover work. And then I did subtitles for TV, and that's what I've been doing mostly. You know, it's been my main source of income, that is. You know, and so I've been a freelance translator and doing a lot of other stuff as well, like theater directing, music for theater, and acting. And so, you know, all kinds of creative stuff. And, you know, so for about 15 years, I have been basically a creative professional. And over the last couple of years, I've been venturing more into creative entrepreneurship. And the freelance stuff, I mean, I've sort of been dabbling in it, but that's been my main focus now for the past couple of years. And the freelancing has, of course, been instrumental in allowing me the freedom to do that. And a couple of years ago, I started a little tourist entertainment business, and I've been sort of treating my music more as a business recently. So that's sort of what I've been doing. And obviously, you know, I've been doing blogging and all kinds of things like that. And this podcast is, of course, also a part of all of this. So that's sort of what I've been doing. And that's the journey that I'm on. And that's what I want to chronicle in this podcast, if you will. And so I just have a couple of things that I want to go over, and I want to really dive as deep as I can in this episode, which is, you know, the things that that I have done that I think are have been sort of vital to my my career as a creative professional. And that I think, you know, if you're sort of on the precipice, or even if you're sort of along your journey, how I think you can apply these things to your career. And also things that maybe I should have done earlier. So there are two basic principles that I think are vital. And one of them have certainly worked for me, and one of them is working for me now, but I don't think I think I could have implemented this a lot sooner. So first of all, the main thing, and this is very important, and this is where most people fail, and this is where I probably have in the past I've been guilty of not doing this, and that has halted my progress a lot, and that is that you have to show up to work every day. As a creative professional, as a creative entrepreneur especially, you have to show up for work. And this is especially important if you're doing work that doesn't have a deadline. You know, as a freelancer, you have a deadline. And if you're doing freelance work, that's pretty easy. You know, because obviously if you don't meet your deadline, you'll get in trouble. You know, you might lose your assignment, or you might, you know, maybe you hand it in too late and they won't hire you again. So that's obviously very important. But when you're working on your own project, whatever that might be, you know, like for me, you know, it took me about 10 years to get my first solo album out. And the main reason why it took so long was that I didn't show up. You know, I wasn't diligent enough about sitting down and working on it. You know, I procrastinated a lot. And of course, there were reasons for that. It was mainly, you know, it was fear of failure and all that stuff that I've talked about before on this podcast. But this is the most important thing. And, you know, all of this is hard work. If you're starting your sort of creative business, whatever that may be, you know, whether you're trying to market yourself as a freelancer or if you're trying to create a product to sell, you know, like an album or whatever that may be, whatever the case may be, it's so easy to bail on yourself. You know, it's so easy to, you know, say, whatever, I'll do it tomorrow, because you're only accountable to yourself. You are probably your only employee, right? And it's a lot harder to show up for yourself than for other people. At least it sometimes is. And, you know, that is the number one thing. And, you know, for me, it took me a long time to sort of become disciplined enough to show up and work every single day for myself. There are different methods that you can use. And I'm going to talk about that in just a little bit. But, you know, just make sure that you show up to work every day. And that's the first sort of really important, vital thing if you want to create a career, if you want to create a business from your creative endeavors, is show up to work every single day and work every single day. And just a little bit later on, I'm going to tell you about a tool that I use that is absolutely, it has changed my life. But I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. First, I'm going to talk about the second principle, which is sort of related to this. And this is something that I didn't do soon enough. And if I had, I think I would be a lot further along. But, you know, I have now. So that's I'm on the right track. And, you know, and I realized probably not until a couple of years ago that this is actually what I needed to do. And that is to come up with a plan for your business. And I don't mean, you know, I'm going to sell t-shirts or whatever. I mean, make a long-term plan for how you're going to make a living as a creative professional. You know, so let's say you're a photographer and you want to make a living from photography. You know, is your long-term plan to be a freelance photographer? Or is your long-term plan to sell photos online for, you know, stock photography websites or whatever? Or is your long-term plan to, sell prints from your photos on your website? You know, is that your long-term plan? What is your goal? I mean, how much money do you need? That's the first thing you should know. You know, how much money do you need to survive? First of all, second, how much money do you need to be comfortable? And third, how much money do you actually want to make? What's your goal? Where do you feel that you know, you would be comfortable and not have to worry about money, right? That's always my goal, is, you know, I don't care about you know, I don't want to be rich or whatever. It doesn't matter to me. I just want to make sure that I don't have to, you know, be worried and anxious at the end of the month, right? And so that's the long-term goal. And then, you know, and that's different from a plan. And goals for me are not really, that's, you know, people talk a lot about goal setting and all that. It's good to have a goal, and I set myself goals, but, and I've always done that, but it wasn't until I sort of sat down and made a plan, which was, what are the steps that I need to take to get where I want to go? Or not even to get where I want to go, just, you know, what are like the sort of macro and micro steps that I need to take now in order to progress further? You know, I know the sort of general direction that I want to head for my businesses. You know, I mean, I have this music business, and the direction that I want to head there is, you know, I want to, you know, release my music. I want to, you know, let's say, you know, the next macro step for my music career is to release my next album. So the micro steps for that is, you know, I need to record this song and this song, and, you know, I know the songs that I want to record. So that's the micro steps, right? So that's my sort of, you know, that's how you set up this, you know, how are you going to make a living? So what are the steps on your plan? And are you sure that those steps are going to help you move towards your goal of making a living doing what you love doing? And a very important thing here, and again, this is one of the things that I realized, oh, right, you know, this is what I have to do, is to prioritize those steps based on what is going to help you the most now. And what helps you the most now depends on what your immediate circumstances require your sort of next goal to be. I'm sure we all have many different goals. I mean, I have sort of long-term goals for my music career, and those are very different from the long-term goals or even the short-term goals of my tourist entertainment business, you know. So I have different goals, but I always have to think, all right, so right now what I need is, you know, X, Y, and Z, right? That is the one thing that is going to be the most important for my current situation. So it could be, you know, whatever your situation is, maybe you're broke, right? And you need money. So in that case, the next step you take on your journey, the next step in your plan should be whatever will make you money as soon as possible. So, you know, let's say you're a photographer and you want to, you know, make that into your business. And, you know, again, we're talking about turning your passion into a business. We're not talking about getting a job, which is a totally different thing. We're talking about making yourself into your biggest asset, being your own business as a creative entrepreneur, right? And so if you're a photographer, maybe and you need money, maybe the first step should be to do some freelancing work, you know. Or maybe you're a writer and you're the one thing that you want to do, you know, you're fine financially, but you want to work as a writer. So then maybe you need to start working towards starting to make some, you know, generate some income so that you can afford to quit your day job. And so for those two situations, the steps you want to take are going to be very different. You know, I wouldn't start off doing freelance work. If you want to be a fiction writer, then, you know, freelancing as a whatever is not going to help you at all. Then your main thing should probably be to, you know, figure out a strategy to carve out time to be able to write. Right. If you have a full-time job, it is hard to find time to write. So, you know, that should be at least, you know, to write consistently so that you're able to finish, your drafts in a timely manner. That's hard. Trust me, I've done that. I have worked a full-time job and written a novel. It's not easy. And I didn't even have kids back then. So if you have kids as well, then that's a tough thing to do. Same with being a musician. I've been working a lot and sort of having to carve out time to record, because that's not really, I don't get paid for that time. I get paid for the time I go and play live, but I don't get paid for my time in the studio. So that's hard, you know. So it depends on what your goal is. But, again, if you have a plan in place and you just sit down and you say, all right, so I have these different goals for my creative career, and the next step should always be whatever gets you closest to your most immediate goal, the one that you need to do first. And we have these needs, right? There are, and they might be, psychological needs, or they might be different things. But, if you just sit down and you're very realistic about what steps are going to get you the furthest towards the goal that you need to get to as soon as possible, right? Whether that's money or whether it's creating time or whatever, start with those steps, right? So those are my sort of things. If you have that goal in mind and those steps in mind, and you show up and you do the work every single day, then you're going to get there. And this is what I've been realizing now. I've been doing this tourist thing where I do these, I do free walking tours in downtown Reykjavik. And these are sort of like walking stand-up comedy routines, really. Me and my friends put this together, and it's sort of, it's a lot of jokes, a lot of great stories mixed in with, some historical facts and tips for interesting places to go and things to do. And it's a free walking tour and people tip at the end, and, it's going really well. And then I added onto that a blog and a little free mini guide to Iceland, and I have a mailing list, and, I'm adding a lot of different things, and I have a lot of different revenue streams that I'm sort of trying to grow to just sort of expand that little business. And I also do beer tastings that are a lot of fun. It's sort of, again, that sort of storytelling, and talk about beer and all kinds of things like that. And through that, I've gotten in touch with a guy who wants to, my friend who sort of got me started with the beer tastings. He wants me to become a brewer, so I'm doing that now. We're starting a brewing business. So all of that stuff is growing, and it is growing because I made a commitment to myself that I was going to show up to work every day to work on that website and on the blog and doing all that kind of stuff. So I'm sitting down every day to write a part of a blog post or take some notes, or I do some marketing on Pinterest, so I'm working on that, and I'm just doing a little something every single day. So that's one of the things that I want to really showcase on this podcast, is this sort of journey, and maybe not so much of that business, but mainly my artistic career, where I am showing up and I'm doing this stuff every day, and this podcast is very much a part of the things that I'm doing for my artistic career, because I'm sort of sitting down and I really have to reflect and think about my career and my craft and all of that every day to come up with new stuff for this podcast. And that's, again, because I am very much focused on this entrepreneurial stuff. That's why I wanted to sort of showcase that a little bit more. And also, I just think it's a worthwhile thing to cover. And so, you know, for my music career, one of the things that I want to do in the future is to release more music. And for that, you know, I have to sit down and actually show up and record that music. And I also want to play more gigs. In order to do that, I have to show up to work and, you know, reach out and book those gigs. And, you know, and I want to grow this podcast, obviously. And in order to do that, you guys have to share it. No, I'm just kidding. And, you know, I have to do, obviously, a lot of work. And I have to, you know, I have to stop just being me. I have to reach out to great people to come on as guests. And that's what I'm going to start doing more of. You know, I have done it, but I need more. And you know, and for my tourist business, you know, I have some ideas that I want to do. I want to start, you know, going out and working on my photography skills, because I want to put up great pictures that people can maybe buy or whatever. And you know, I want to create more. You know, I have this free ebook on there that you can get. I want to create more stuff like that. So, you know, all these kinds of things that I know are going to get done, because I know I've made the commitment to myself to show up to work every day and to do this stuff. And that's what this podcast hopefully is going to be able to showcase. And I hope that you will be here along for this journey, because I think it's going to be a really, really great journey. And I'd love to hear from you guys, hear about your journeys. Because I know a lot of you who are listening to this are on your own sort of professional creative journey. And, you know, if you have something that you would like to pass along, if you have like creativity hacks or, you know, some cool things to share, your stories or whatever it is, you know, by all means, you can send me an email. If you go to onebadday.is, you can find a contact form on there. You can get in touch, or you can leave. There's a little thing to the right off the page. You can send in a little voice message up to 90 seconds. And, you know, that can be about anything. And, you know, maybe if you give me permission to put it on the podcast, then that would be awesome. And, so again, you know, this is a new direction, but I think it's going to be awesome. And as I said, I have a little tip, a little tool that I use because, you know, again, it's so important to show up every day and do something. And I always set myself usually only one task per day per project that I'm working on. And of course, you know, I usually have two or three projects going on at the same time. But, you know, I basically the cap I set myself is three tasks per day. So if I'm only working on one project at the moment, then I'll set myself three, you know, two or three. And this is my sort of main tip for any creative professional. If you're one of those people who struggles a little bit with organizing yourself and getting things done, start small. Just set yourself one task per day, or maybe two. Don't go over three. I read somewhere that psychologically our brain starts to freak out if we plan more than three things per day. But set yourself one task and then just set up a great scheme, or, you know, just a great schedule, a great list of tasks that you're going to accomplish. And I have this tool that I use that it has changed my life, as just in my profession and in my career. And it's this awesome project management tool. It's called Plutio. Plutio. It's Plutio. And you can get a free trial of this, by the way, if you go to onebadday.com/Plutio. That's onebadday.is/Plutio. And you'll get a free trial, and it is absolutely a fantastic tool. And basically, you can set up different projects, and under those projects, you can set up different sort of task lists. So basically, you can divide the project into smaller sections, and then under each section, you can put in the little tasks that you need to accomplish. And you can delegate if you have more people working with you. You can have like different team members and things, and you can delegate. And then you can take notes in there. You can time it. You can set a timer when you start working on each task. And you know, maybe if you you can like calculate like billable hours or how much you're making per hour or whatever. I don't use any of that. I don't use the timer very much. I've experimented with it a little bit, and I always just forget to turn it off, and then I'll have worked on something for like 3 weeks before I realize. But you know, it's so great because you can set a deadline if you want, or you cannot, and you can sync it to Google Calendar. So you can say, oh, this is the deadline for this, whatever. It's a great tool if you were doing a freelance gig, because you can set everything up. You can set in how much you get paid for it. So then you can use the timer, I guess, for that, sort of how much you're making per hour, which is probably a useful thing if you're into that. And it's absolutely a fantastic tool. It has helped me so much. You know, for now, for instance, you know, I have a project for my website. So I'll set up, all right, so I want to do a blog post about this thing, and I need to fix this search engine thing, and I need to install this plugin or whatever, and I put up all these different tasks, and then I can check them off when they're done. And it's so satisfying when you can click that check mark and get it out of the way. It's wonderful. And I'll just do this, and then I can go into like this, you know, because I delegate each task to myself, even though I don't have team members, it's just me, but I just I just set it, all right, so I'm the one who's going to do this. And then I can go into like this list of tasks where it's not in the project thing, but it just in sort of chronological order if I've set a deadline. So it's just puts it at the top what I need to finish first. And that is a great thing. So basically, you know, I get up in the morning, I have my coffee, I get my kids to school, I go out for a jog or whatever, and then I'll just sit down at the computer, I'll open up Plutio, and I can just see, all right, so this is what I need to get done. These are the important things. And then I'll just pick one. And I'll put, and I even use, you know, when I'm writing a blog post or something, I'll use Plutio to write it in now. That's what I've started to do. I just, because there's a notes thing in there, and I'll just write it in there, and then I'll copy paste it over to my website, and it's just very, very simple and easy to do. And it really, really just helps. So if you do this, and then you just set aside however long you have every day to work on your business, your creative career, maybe you have 1 hour, maybe you have 3 hours. You know, I'm lucky in that, you know, this is sort of my career, and I'm actually getting income from most of this stuff now, and I am growing my business. So depending on the day, depending on if I have freelance jobs, because I still do freelance translation work, and if I have a job, which that's usually 2 or 3 days a week, and the rest of the week I'm sort of free, so I can just sit down and I can spend 8 hours on this stuff if I can possibly stomach that. So that's very lucky for me. You might be in a different situation. You might only have 1 hour, 2 hours, whatever it is. If you have a plan when you sit down, and you show up every day, and so you know these are the things I need. Again, I've made this plan. These are my priorities. This is the stuff I need to get done as soon as possible. This can wait. Whatever it is, if you just sit down, you don't have to start with a blank page. You don't have to start by thinking, oh, what would be beneficial for me to do today? No, you've set it up in Plutio. You show up. You check out what is my number one task that I really need to get finished. You've prioritized all of this before when you made your plan, and you just sit down and you do it. And it doesn't matter how much you get done. If you're doing this at night and you're tired and you only write a paragraph of your novel, or you only record one track of, you know, bass for your album, whatever it is, it doesn't matter as long as you did something. right? As long as you got a little bit of work done, then you're crushing it. You're going to get there as long as you do that every single day, right? So I hope you like the new direction of this podcast. Let me know what you think. Send me an email or comment on the show page, which will be at onebadday.is/episode17. And again, if you want to check out Plutio, go to onebadday.is/Plutio. That's onebadday.is/PLUTIO. It is a fantastic tool. I really, really think everybody should check it out. And as usual, I'm going to end this with a little message from myself about my music, because it is awesome, obviously. And I will see you on the next episode. So, folk on, you guys. Bye-bye. Hey there, this is Avi from One Bad Day, shamelessly promoting my own music. I like to take that feeling when you've indulged too much, drunk dialed your ex, and fallen asleep in the bathtub wearing your finest suit, and put it to music. And I want to give you a couple of tracks for free. If you enjoy artists like Tom Waits, Nick Cave, and Neil Young, my music is going to dramatically enhance your life. You'll have a better appreciation for the world at large, get a better job, meet better people, and be at least 20% more productive. Okay, that might be overselling it a bit, but you get the picture. So, head on over to onebadday.rocks right now and get a couple of my songs for free. That's onebadday.rocks. You will be a better person for it. All right, folk on.
Your love will kill me, this I know, but don't let that stop you tonight. If this is a nightmare.